This is the Miguel Show Uncensored, and we are coming back after a road trip weekend with Holly and I. We went to our agent's party.
Yeah, we did.
Did you have fun, Holly?
I did. It was kind of a nice little out-of-town break for a hot second, and I actually really enjoyed the drive up. Because we got to listen to music, we periscoped.
Yes.
Which is like my new favorite thing ever, but I feel like it could be really dangerous.
I'm about to say, didn't you were telling me that you got into a fight with your husband over Periscope?
I did, because on Friday night, before we drove up on Saturday, I was like, I just want to play around with Periscope some more. So I was like, what would happen if I Periscope while I'm straightening my hair? That's fun.
Like, oh, dear.
Answer questions.
Now, were
and
your boobs out?
No.
Like, were you?
No. I had on a bra. I had on a shirt. I was in my bathroom. I did not have pants on.
Did you have underwear on?
Yes.
Was your cooch hanging out?
No, you couldn't see anything. But I also, you couldn't see anything if I had the camera on that area, but I didn't have the camera on that area. So there was like, you couldn't even tell that I didn't have pants on.
Then what's the problem?
Well, so I was periscoping and people are like, you know, I just started. So I'm talking to like, you know, the phone.
Yeah.
And my husband walks in and he's like, baby, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just talking to people. And he was like, who are these people?
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't know. There are people all over the world. And then I look and like 20 viewers went away when he walks in the room. I was like, oh, look, 20 viewers just dropped when you came in. He's like, what is that? And I was like, I just, and he's like, I don't understand why you're in the bathroom half naked talking to people you don't know. And then, of course, at that exact inopportune moment, someone on the Periscope is like, show your tits. And then someone's like, I want to see your husband's dick. And I was like, oh, God. And he was like, I don't fucking get it. And he walks out. And I was like, oh, God, now we're going to, oh, it's a fight. So we had like a mini fight about Periscope, which I get his point. Like, right. Don't think that I don't understand because like, you're just hanging out in the living room. You walk into the bathroom and your wife's hanging out kind of like half naked on a webcam with people that are like, show your tit. Like it's.
You're like, listen, I got to make some money for the family.
No, he had a valid concern.
I'm about to put my cooch out.
So now there's more. We have to talk a little more about how Periscope works at the house. But in general, I really liked the idea for the app and I want to use it all the time.
But did you tell the viewers that you are pantsless?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't.
Okay. Wait. Okay, because on Periscope, if you've never used it, it's like you're streaming video the whole time. Now, the thing to get you more viewers is you have to have like an interesting title. What was your freaking title? Because I'm sure you just weren't girl straightening hair.
Half I bet naked it was in the bathroom.
Exactly. She's like, Tampa girl with her cooch out in the bathroom, straightening
it was
hair.
Not it, but it was like.
What was it? What was it? Now I'm gonna tell your husband.
No, I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you.
What was the title?
I won't tell him, girl. I won't tell him.
Like he can't listen to the podcast. No, the title was "What Happens on a Friday Night in My Bathroom."
Pantsless.
I didn't say anything
about
pants.
Put stays
no,
in my bathroom
I didn't.
On a Friday night,
but I did
you know?
Leave it intentionally vague so that more people would.
You were nasty.
No, I'm not. Like
you
nothing happened.
No, because I was with your husband. I was against your husband. I was like, why is he getting mad? But you intentionally did it in the bathroom because you knew.
Well, I wanted.
Where
else am I gonna do it?
Well, because you know, on Friday night on Periscope, you're gonna have nothing but like creepy men.
Oh, well, the goal was not creepy. Like my goal on Periscope is not creepy men. Can I just make that statement?
Because those are more viewers.
So I just told him, like, I was like, okay, here's going to be how we deal with Periscope. No periscoping at home.
No, none at all?
I guess not.
No?
I mean, can you at least do, like, with your, like, just have your pants on? Like, don't be slinging the cooch around.
How
just have
like,
your pants on.
Are you going to show your dirty box, like, bad box like Miguel does?
Obviously not.
Can we talk about that?
Apparently not.
Oh, dear, that was so awkward. So last week, I was also on Periscope. Periscope is getting people in trouble.
I know, I feel like
this Periscope,
is
that's
bad.
Why I don't have one.
Come on, Nikki.
It's bad.
So I was on Periscope, and I was just signing up because we have an account for the Miguel Show.
Yeah.
And so I was signing up for just Miguel Fuller. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is how it works. All of a sudden, Mr. Mike Calta pops in. And
of the Bone of, fame.
Yeah, 102.5 The Bone, who does a morning show over there. And everyone's like, oh, show us your room, you know, because I just moved in. And so I'm like showing, periscoping my room. And then I get to my closet where I have a bunch of boxes. And then, of course, the the light is shining down on what I call my bad box. And it's where I have like all of my unmentionables that when I move every time.
Guess so what? They're like mentionable on this podcast.
Your adult toys.
Yeah, my adult toys, if you will. And so everyone was like, show us what's in your bad box. And so I pull it out, and on it, it's an old DVD box from back in the day. And on it, it says, be careful. And I have it like triple taped.
Oh.
And so I started
like, that's not an immediate.
If I was a mover, I'd be like, I want to open this one.
Yes. You might as well have said, never open for your own good.
They probably did open it.
I'm about to say, they probably could. I will tell you, there is one thing in there that I did reveal on Periscope. That I didn't talk about on Mike Calta's show that has to do with Holly.
What is it? Tell me.
There is something in my bad box that has to do with you, Holly.
What is it?
Like, do you like use pictures of her? Like, I'm so confused.
Oh no!
I'm locked in.
I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that revelation.
Like, can I know what's in the box now?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I do.
So, and now I will tell you, I've had this bad box for probably 5 years, I think. I created it when I was dating my ex-boyfriend, Brett.
Oh, this is a relatively new box then.
Yeah, so I mean, that's been since, what, 2010 or whatever?
Yeah.
2010?
To me, I'm like, that's new.
I don't need the backstory. I just want to know what's in the box.
No, but listen, but no, you need the backstory for this because he has something to do with this part of Holly being in there.
Do you guys all have a sex tape together?
Oh, God. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no sex tape.
Let me give you the timeline. When I was dating my boyfriend, Brett, we went to Holly's wedding together in Ohio, okay? Had fun. It was great. And so a few months after that, there was this whole big move that we went through with my boyfriend moved in with us, and we moved into a new house. And so there was like a month gap between that where Holly and her husband moved in with a brother-in-law, and then my boyfriend and I moved in with a friend, so we had to pack stuff up. Mm-hmm. Well, little did I know until I was pulling out stuff of this bad box that buried underneath all of my sex toys, there in a plastic baggie is Holly's, is it called a garter or from your wedding?
Yeah, because you caught the garter.
I caught your garter. For some reason.
Oh, so you like to put it on your leg or something?
Like, why is that in your...
I didn't even know it was in there.
Maybe have guys take it off on you? Like, what's happening? Do you play Pour Some Sugar on Me?
I spent good money on that garter.
I know. It was in a plastic baggie underneath my sex toys.
I don't believe you. I feel like you use it. Like, you play with it. Like, it's dressed up. Like, you got some other clothes in there.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so I don't... And then I was like, where is this from? And then I remembered that because he was like, we need to save this. And I didn't know he put it in that box. So do you want your garter back, Holly?
No!
Like, are you sure?
Do I take it? Well, actually, I'm pretty curious what it looks like.
Wait, how did you get it?
How did you? Because you know, like,
Were you the one? Did you catch?
He caught it.
Yeah, I caught like when her husband Christopher slung it out to the guys, and it went into my hand, and I caught it.
You tried real hard for that, didn't you?
I did. I was like, yes, give me that garter, girl. So yeah, so I have your garter, and I'm still single, so that was bad.
My maid of honor who caught the bouquet also still single.
Wow. Okay.
So maybe we should just toss them all out. And start over.
God, but I'm also in my bad box. I have a flesh jack, which is like a...
Wait, why are we going through this? Do you want to go through all the stuff in your bed?
No, I'm just going to... I just was going to tell you that the flesh jack and the garter and everything else, I'll reveal at a different time.
Oh, okay.
That's awkward.
I don't even know if I want to know the rest of it. You know, like, it's your bad box for a reason.
I kind of want to know.
Keep it to yourself.
We'll do it. Well, also last week it was Nikki's birthday.
Hey.
You turned 25.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Like, I was so scared to turn 25, but then I realized, like, it's fine. It's okay.
It's just another day.
It's okay. It's another day. Mm-hmm. We went to the psychic and they told me all this information.
So what was the psychic? Was this your first time going to a psychic?
Yeah, it was my first time getting a tarot card reading.
Okay. So what was this? What go through it? Like, how was it?
It was good. Holly and I were super judgmental when we walked into the shop. We saw these people and we're like, they better not be doing this reading. Like, we're not okay with that.
Well, the reason being is because they didn't look like psychic mediums to me.
Yeah.
They were just wearing regular clothes. I was like,
super basic.
I want like a turban.
I'm going to say, like, what did you think? That they're going to have like a Harry Potter cloak on and a wand?
Like, I wanted like Madame Trelawney
or whatever.
Like, I wanted like this woman with these long nails and all these rings and like this crystal ball.
Yes.
But it wasn't. I walked in this little closet room with like their wedding pictures all on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, what did they tell you?
They basically told me I'm going to get a bunch of job offers or something where I'm going to get more money. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of like demons inside of me or whatever.
Wait,
okay,
what?
Not demons, but like, so I have a shadow like that I fight with, an inner self. Like, I'm conflicted with part of myself I don't feel is worthy.
Oh.
I have mental conflict. Like, mm-hmm. I have a mental conflict, and I'm trapped in fear with some stuff, you mm-hmm. know, so that I have to work through that. But I also have a really great intuition and a crown chakra and all that stuff. I got really good with that. And I got a lot of heart chakra. It's closed off right now, but it'll be open. And she feels like in 2 to 4 months, I'll have a new man in my life.
Okay, I have a couple of questions from everything you just said.
Oh, and I'm getting married.
And so did she give you a timeline for when you're going to get married?
No, because that was her husband. He told me, and it's going to be the happiest day of my life.
Oh.
But can I just tell you, I did not believe in any of this stuff until they gave me these rocks. But there is something that happens when I hold these rocks. Like, energy goes through my arm and, like, it tingles.
There's a tingle.
You got tingly arm from the rocks?
Yes.
Does it tingle in your cooch?
Wait, no.
No. Yeah.
Why did you say it tingles? I was wondering.
Why do you have to take it that way?
I was just wondering, does it tingle in your cooch?
No, but it like tingles on my arm. And like, I've had multiple people hold them mm-hmm. to see if they have the same reaction, but they don't.
They don't.
And that's because those are my rocks. And I picked them specifically for me.
Now, I'm curious, Nikki, because you said that they're going to give you a bunch of, you're going to get a bunch of job offers.
Yes.
And you would get a lot of money. So far, since we've been here.
I make no money.
You make no money. Uh-huh. And, you know, I wish we had power to change them, uh-huh. but we have none.
Yeah.
Would you leave this show if you got a job offer and say, I don't know, like, what's your dream city?
I don't have a dream city. I'll go anywhere.
You go anywhere?
I really like Tampa and St. Pete, especially mm-hmm. since my family are here. I like mm-hmm. the weather. Mm-hmm. But I am not afraid to move anywhere.
So if, let's say Jay Donovan, who was on Hot 101.5, if she called and she was like, I'm in New York. I'm going to pay you $100,000
to come
be my producer and my assistant. Would you go? Before you answer that, keep it rolling. We have to do the last break of the show real quick.
I mean, you know, let's just throw a sweeper in there.
No, it's the last break. Hold on. We have to push the free ticket. Miguel's free. Here we go. Let's
do this. Oh, okay.
Keep it recording. Hold on.
I'm not plugged in.
Why are we doing this?
It's just 13 seconds.
Okay. My mic's not going to be on, so I can keep talking to you guys if I wanted to.
The new Hot 101.5, it's Miguel's Free Ticket Monday, and Phoebe has your next chance
yes.
at 10:10. All right? This is the new Hot 101.5 with The Weeknd, Earned It.
Okay.
See that major market, horrible
nice.
Talent. That was
fancy.
Horrible. That's because this contest is new. So anyway, I've just asked you the question. Would you leave us and go with Jade to New York if she offered you $100,000. I mean, this doesn't reflect poorly on anybody. I mean, this is just a pure, simple answer. I mean, why are you looking at me so crazily right now? Would you go?
Probably not.
Why not? Why is
that? Why did you ask the crazy question?
Because!
What if it wasn't with Jade?
I know. Well, it doesn't matter. Like, what I'm trying to get to is,
if somebody offered me $100,000 a year to be the executive producer full time in a different city that was on a top 40 alternative rock or a talk station, and I liked them and to work, and we had chemistry and we worked really well together. Probably.
Okay.
What probably? Like, I'd be like, bitch, do it. If you didn't do it for that kind of money,
no,
I would be like, you stupid.
So you would leave us?
Yeah, sorry about you.
Are you ready to leave us right now?
No, I'm not ready yet.
Well, because I'm curious with this prediction, like, does that mean that we're not going to have you for
I'm
very
really
long?
I'm really hoping that it actually means that I'm going to be full-time here and, like, things are going to happen that I've been, like, working on and they're going to come full circle. And it basically, she says it could be job offers. I don't really have to take them, but she sees more money in my future.
Okay.
I just need that money.
Okay. My job is to ask the tough questions, okay? Now with this love thing we need to get to real quick.
Why do we have to get to that?
Because we're talking about your psychic reading.
Are we going to talk about how they said Holly's going to have a baby?
We're going to get to that. I am swinging my big eye towards everybody in this room right now.
Why do I feel like you're Sauron from the Lord of the Rings? I don't like you right now. You look scary in my head.
So... you're talking to a guy right now. You just went on a date.
We went for coffee.
And it went well?
Yeah, it was good.
Now, is this the guy that you've been texting with, Nikki, for a while now, like back and forth?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
We talked.
And?
It was good. Mm-hmm. No lulls in conversations. Mm-hmm. It got a little weird when a family friend came up and talked to him, said hi.
Oh.
Introduce me, but I'm so glad he did not. And he's like, we talked about it afterward. I was like, it's good. You don't need to do that. That would have been awkward. Like your best friend's mom comes and says hi to you. And you're like, oh, here's this girl that I'm hanging out with for the first time. I met her on Tinder. Hello.
Like, hey, nice to see you. I'm on a date. Can you not?
Yeah.
Now, did y'all consider, like, going anywhere else, or was it, like, did you purposely set it up to it was just a coffee date?
Yeah, I purposely set up for coffee, but we were there for, like, 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
So.
Are you going to see him again?
I think so, yeah. We talked about it.
Do you want to suck him a little bit?
No, I was not a slut. I did not do anything. I didn't hook up with him. I was so proud of myself. Like, so proud that I actually texted my best friend as soon as I left. Mm-hmm. I was like, I was not a slut. I did not kiss him. I did not, you know, face party. I didn't make out with him.
Face party? What does that mean?
Oh, you said suck him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
a face party is a
sucking somebody.
Like, can I just interject?
It's a party in your face.
Not that there's anything wrong with that if you chose to do it.
I mean,
absolutely not.
You know, maybe I did that last time on my first date. Who knows?
Oh!
But, actually, we're going to edit that out because my mom might listen to this.
Oh!
We're going to bleep that out.
There's going to be a
part out. Yeah. She's like, cut that part out.
Mom, hit F8 and let's cut it.
No, it's fine. Well, also, because we have a little bit of time left because we're running late today. Yeah. Holly, you had a psychic or tarot card reading as well.
Yeah.
What did they say about you?
They said that there is like a big decision ahead for me. And I got a lot of cards that were about intuition, a lot of purple, which is apparently the color of intuition.
That's why we're friends.
Right. Because Nikki had hers, then I had mine. And they were like, it's obvious that you guys are friends because you have a similar card, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, we're new friends. That's so much fun. So anyway, I have a lot of intuition. I need to trust my intuition. I had a lot of those cards, and I had a lot of heart cards.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Something having to do with love and or struggles of love and I don't know, stuff like that. So, and like obstacles. But at the very end, it was like you'll emerge triumphant. So, I mean... It's an interesting take, like, because you can kind of...
How does that pertain to you?
I mean, I don't really... I mean, it's... I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. And so I've actually been thinking about this whole thing since we went. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because you know how you can get one reading and it can make sense for like one situation or another.
Mm-hmm.
And or the same situation, but like you can play it out both ways.
Right.
So I kind of feel like with this, the card situation, you can kind of go a lot of ways with it. So, you know, working on some things at home and... Do I believe in all of it? Not necessarily. Here's where it got creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on,
real quick. I'm sorry. I can't gloss over that. So is everything okay at home? I have to ask the question because you like laid that little goose.
Yeah, but
she
was trying to like press over.
I know
that.
You were like, let me just go, and I'm not gonna press you for it because that's your personal life and whatever you feel comfortable with. But like, I mean. Is everything okay? Like,
it is. Everything is okay.
Okay.
It's just, you know, here's insight into a little part of it is, you know, we just uprooted a whole life in Panama City. And now, you know, we're basically starting over again in Tampa for the second time. And it's not just me. It's me and my husband and my kid and my mom. And so with that dynamic, when you start all over and, you know, I had to pull my husband out of his work situation. So he is, you know, looking for a job and it's tense. It's, things can be tense, especially with you're living with my mom. So he's living with his mother-in-law and things can get a little bit stressful at home. So that's all I'll say about that. But
okay, that's
it's
fine. That's why I just, you put it there. So I had to ask about it. Yeah. Now, what was the other thing?
The thing that's crazy is that we had the reading with this woman, and she and her husband own the shop. But the husband seems like he kind of reads people just on face value.
It's crazy.
And he said some things about the fact that I have a lot of water in my signs. And I was like, I'm a Capricorn, so I know for a fact that's an earth sign. And he's like, no, but he's talking about like rising sun.
Oh,
like,
yeah. We had a whole star chart reading.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And
though.
As it turns out, he's like, I'd be shocked if there wasn't water. And as it turns out, there's three signs you look at. The one that you are, which I'm a Capricorn, and that's earth. But my other two that you look at are water. And I'm like, whoa, you're crazy. That's weird. So as we're wrapping up and getting ready to walk out, he looks at me. He's like, I would be surprised if you didn't have kids. And I'm like, oh, I do. I have a daughter. And he's like, oh, that's good. He's like, well, you're going to have more kids, right? And I was like, well, and at this moment in my life, like, I don't know, actually. The answer to that question is I don't know if we're going to have more kids. And for me, having Maya was really a difficult thing to overcome. Like, it was, I was very stressed out.
Right.
And I still do get really stressed out. So he's like, well, you should have more kids. It won't be a burden as much this time.
Oh.
And he just kind of dropped that nugget, and I was like, whoa. How do you know? Why did you, why you say it like that? Like, I know that it's crazy, but do I have a crazy look in my face?
Like, you're like, what?
I don't know where that came from, but he's like, you know, you definitely should have more kids. It won't be.
Do you see you having kids anytime soon?
Not anytime soon.
No.
I could see feasibly in the future, yes, having more kids, but not in this exact
She's
moment.
Not allowed to right now.
Oh, and then Nikki's like, oh, she can't have kids. And then I didn't want them to think that I was like, they were walking into a, you know, an uncomfortable situation with infertility or something.
I just blurted out.
I'm like, no, I can. Like, I don't want you to think in case you're struggling with infertility because that's a huge thing. And I was like, oh, Lord. But I was like, I can't have kids. I just, I don't know about that.
Not right now.
So anyway, that was like the nugget that was crazy to me. I kind of want to go back and just pick that dude's brain.
I kind of want to go to this person. It sounds like really expansive because I only got 15 minutes when I went to mine in Sarasota. So I kind of want to know some stuff about mine.
I kind of want to go again too.
Maybe next paycheck we'll have to go because it was, what, $45 to go?
It was 40 for 30 minutes.
40 for 30 minutes.
They also do 15-minute sessions.
They do.
I kind of want the full like shebang.
Yeah, you should, because I feel like they can't really get into some of the depth of it for just in just 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like they can't do the future cards in 15 minutes.
True. Oh, yeah. There's future cards too. And when that was where the cards were that were like, you know, show you the path that could be based on what you're dealing with now. And you'd probably definitely want the future cards.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, I will tell you real quick update on the guy from Sarasota.
Oh.
That is... It's dead, but I got a Snapchat from him last night, I was very confused about.
What was it?
This is the guy that I was talking to, and then like it stopped and start. It was of him getting ice cream, like they were making ice cream somewhere, and I was like, and it popped up like around 8:30 last night on my. He sent it to me, and I was like, well, maybe he put it on his story and sent it to me. But no, it was just to me. Well, what I it could be to other people. So I just responded back. Like, I just took like it was just black, and I just said yum with a period.
Wow.
And that's it. So I just.
Like, was he trying to rub it in your face that he's getting ice cream? Like, was he on an ice cream date? Was he hoping that you were having ice cream with him?
There's so many questions.
What was the text on the.
It was something just like. Homemade ice cream, or like it was like there was no
generic. That's so weird.
Like, I just don't like this situation
because
has been upsetting.
Every Snapchat that I send directly to someone has a purpose.
Right.
I never send it to someone without purpose. Like, either I'm friends with them and like I share a thing, or I'm like, hey, remember this particular thing, or here's an inside joke, or here's something to make you remember that I exist. There's a reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Awful.
So, all right, we're done. We got to wrap it up. Phoebe has to get here in the studio. So if you have any questions for us that you want us to answer on the next Miguel Show Uncensored, you can always email me, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. Holly, what's all your social media stuff?
Radio Holly, pretty much for the whole thing of it, except for Facebook, which is facebook.com/O'Connor.Holly.
Is that your Pornhub name, too?
Yes. Her cam girl.
Yes. You can find me on webcam.radio.holly.naked.org.
Dad, put your coochie out.
Yeah, dad, put your coochie out. Yes.
Nikki, what's all your social?
It's Nikki Off Air, NICCI Off Air.
And all of mine is Miguel Fuller. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.